And now, friends, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding are about to present the Bob and Ray Show, but first, and this is something that we've never done before, we're going to turn on the microphone down there in the by the Bob and Ray Orchestra so that you could hear our conductor.
See, they don't know that we're already on the air. They're waiting for the go-ahead signal from us, and until they get it, you see, they don't swing into the theme.
So,
they all rehearse it.
This is very interesting. The conductor's name is Pierre Chateaubriand de Dieu, and he has been conducting our orchestras for many, many years. But, engineer, go on. Turn on his mic now.
Stand by, Pierre.
Go ahead, Pierre. You enjoy that. Pierre, we have a little joke to tell you. Yeah, you were on the air all the time. That's a good joke, you know.
Funny joke.
Well,
merci beaucoup.
hope you enjoyed it. Well, anyway, friends, this is the Bob and Ray Show, as we promised. I'm looking over what we refer to as the rundown sheet right now. This is the sheet that guides us for the next 12 minutes or so. I see we're to mention Smelly Dave Pictures, Uncle Bob, and we're going to call in Arthur Schrank.
That's right, old Tar Heel. We still have quite a supply of...
Just a moment.
Huh?
What's that old Tar Heel?
Well, I thought it was kind of, kind of a homey way to...
Yeah, but if you say that, people would think that I'm from, I think, North Carolina, isn't that?
Yeah.
Tar Heel. Well, okay.
Aren't you?
No.
Oh.
I'm an old Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
From Massachusetts.
Well, anyway, we have a stack of pictures of Dave. A lot of you have written for them. In fact, later this week, we're going to go over some of the letters and read them to you. We think you'd be interested in the opinions of some of these people.
It's very unfair of one person who wrote in and wanted a stack of pictures. We can't do that.
They wanted for a club today?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, anyway, we have them, and if you would like one... and there are only five to a family, please. Send to Bob and Ray, CBS Radio, 485 Madison Avenue, New York.
Right. And speaking of Smelly Dave, reminds us, of course, of Arthur Schrank, who today is out in Duluth, Minnesota. And I think maybe it would be best to call him in, don't you think?
Yeah, I understand they've got a big celebration set up in the studios of KDAL out there. And the manager, Odin Ramsland, has given Arthur a real welcome, and Arthur has planned a surprise. I don't know whether he took the shark with him or not. Last week, a shark ate the tuna fish, so let's call in Duluth and Arthur Schrank.
Hi, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank, broadcasting from the main studio of KDAL here in Duluth. Standing beside me is Odin Ramsland, and he's invited several of the prominent citizens of Duluth, along with some of his clients, to come here and witness, as the studio audience, reacting to the great piano playing that you just heard. The people are walking around this studio. One end has been set up with a lovely meal. That is, it's like a smorgasbord. And hi, everybody. Arthur Schrank from Duluth. Hey, Bob and Ray, I didn't want to carry a shark around, so I came out here to Duluth with a brand new idea, and I think that The gang
is... Frank, are you ready to spring the surprise on all of the people gathered here on behalf of Smelly Dale?
Yes. Friends, the next voice you hear will be that of Odin Ramsland, and I'll be back with my surprise after he introduces it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Odin Ramsland speaking. And as you know, you've been called here to partake of a little surprise, which even I don't know about as of this moment. Mr. Arthur Schrank, the emissary from the Bob and Ray headquarters in New York, is here with the surprise, I presume. We don't have the giant whale, of course, was kidnapped, as you heard, and the tuna fish, which was being sent out in place of the whale, was eaten by a shark. And so it's up to you, Mr. Schrank, to spring this surprise for us, all of us folks here in the Duluth area, and I'm sure we're going to be mighty happy. I'm bothered.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ramsland. Yes, the surprise is this. I have here my month's salary and expenses, and I've converted it into a $100 bill. I thought that you folks here in Duluth had never seen one. So here it is. I'll put it on the table. Come on by and look at it.
Seen plenty of $100 bills.
You've gone home with a fat lip, Bob.
What kind of a surprise is that, anyway?
Well,
all of these people come all the way out to the studio just to look at a $100 bill.
Hi, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank, turning it to New York.
I ought to chase you.
Well, thank you, Arthur Schrank, for your report from Duluth. And I think we better get with Arthur, because this isn't working at all.
Well, I feel sorry for him, too. He'll be without funds. He's converted that one check there. That's his month's salary and expenses.
Now we pay him. We're getting him dirt cheap, aren't we?
We sure are. You know it. Hey, it's time to talk about Columbia Phonographs. I wonder if somebody would ask me a question. I think I can do a commercial better if somebody asks me a question about it.
All right, I will.
Okay, who are you?
Bob.
Hi, Bob. Well, all right. Go ahead and fire.
Can I carry the fun with me with a Columbia Stereophonic High Fidelity Portable Phonograph? Are you glad I asked you that question?
Can you pick some other question to ask me?
Well...
Yes, you can, but that doesn't set me off rolling.
Well... Won't I find, in the selection of 7 new portables and smart color combinations, more quality, more features, more styling than ever before?
Well, now, there's a question, see, can be answered by just one word, yes.
Can I play stereo and regular records with new beauty? And will I get big console sound reproduced by Columbia Stereophonic high-fidelity phonograph?
I think I better forget
that. Won't I thrill to the excitement of Stereo One by Columbia?
Yeah.
And isn't it number one in the wonderful world of sound?
Yeah. I guess maybe...
Are they economical, too?
Yes. The prices start at only $24.95.
Shouldn't I see them at my Columbia dealer today?
Why don't you do that? And thanks very much, Bob. That was very nice. Now then, it's time to present the great brain wizard, the famous mentalist who has amazed people all over the world here at the Bob and Ray Show. It's time now to present the great Bollinger.
And once again, I shall try to experiment in the world of mental telepathy and to read the minds of some of the people here in our studio audience. As I've said before, I have been 92% correct in all of my past experiments of this sort, of this nature, and I assure you I know no one here in the audience. I'm thinking of a gentleman in the third row.
Hey.
And I believe, sir, it is you who are standing.
Right-o.
And I would like to start out by asking you...
Well, I come to pay...
Are
you
a native of New York or not? I believe you're from somewhere else, sir. I get the impression you're from the Midwest, Kansas. And I will place you your home as Topeka, Kansas. Is that correct, sir?
Hey, that's right.
Now, you're wow. here in New York.
So I came to New York. I've been here 11 days.
About a two-week vacation, a little less than two-week vacation. Is that right, sir?
Well, yeah, it is less than 2 weeks.
Well, let me continue to explore the contact with your brain that I seem to be getting. I seem to have an image forming before me that you are here to view a radio program. And something unusual happened to you within the last week.
Well, right. Now, when I came to New York and I signed in at a Midtown Hotel...
Figure out what it is.
The telegram for you...
Signed into a hotel and discovered there was a wire for you.
Be at that hotel.
A telegram.
Oh,
is that right? There was a telegram awaiting for you, although no one knew that you were coming to New York.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm right so far, am I, sir?
Boy, you scare me. You're correct.
I'm still trying to maintain contact.
So then, I've gone way up in the elevator. Someone came in and stepped on my top coat.
You read the telegram and then went upstairs to your room in the elevator.
And as I started to get off the elevator, of course, it ripped.
Someone stepped on your top coat.
Hey!
On your top coat, sir.
But it's crying.
And it suffered a minor rip, which, needless to say, had to be repaired.
Well, it was a very, very big rip, but you're so very close.
Well, I believe I've proved that I was at least 90% correct, sir.
Certainly were.
Have you ever met me before?
Never have.
We've never spoken a word to each other, have we?
Never. No, sir. And, boy, I want to sit down. I'm real shaky.
Thank you very much for assisting me, sir. Now from the Bob and Ray World Communications Center in New York, it's time to call in our far-flung correspondents with reports from various world capitals on up-to-the-minute news as it's happening. First of all, the Bob and Ray correspondent in London, Whit Whittlesley.
Hello, this is Whit Whittlesley in London. Just a few moments ago, I returned to my hotel room here in London after visiting with one of the famed statesmen of this nation. He told me just a matter of hours ago that there was something big and important going to be announced shortly. I've been standing by.
That does it.
This is White Whittlesby returning it to New York.
Here in New York. We travel once again halfway around the world toward the city of Anchorage in our nation's 49th state and call in Phil Fish in Anchorage, Alaska.
This is Phil Fish in Anchorage, Alaska. We're just about bedding down now for the long winter months here in the new 49th state.
That does it.
This is Phil Fish returning it to New York.
Many miles south and east of Phil Fish is Bob and Ray correspondent Brad Balloon to bring you the story of the reaction to this story from Honolulu. Come in, Brad Balloon.
This is Brad Balloon speaking in Honolulu. This afternoon, I attended a luau in celebration of the great...
Back to New York.
And finally, to Sydney, Australia, and Bob and Ray correspondent Lyle Faraday with the Australian point of view on the subject.
Yeah, sure. Well, this is Lyle Faraday in Sydney. Just a few moments ago, it was very important. This is Lyle Faraday back from New York.
And there you have it. News from various capitals of the world as reported by Bob and Ray correspondents with Whittlesley, Phil Fish, Brad Balloon, and Lyle Faraday from the World Communications Center at Bob and Ray headquarters.
Well, that does it for tonight. Incidentally, you can hear all the real news on The World Tonight, which follows immediately over many of these same stations. That's the real genuine news, right?
Right.
So, until tomorrow, then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network. Radio Network.